Thank you for joining me on another episode of She Leads Now podcast, where we help career and entrepreneurial women gain the tools to develop a success mindset, create winning strategies, build collaborative relationships, and take bold action towards creating impact and fulfillment in their lives and careers. I'm your host, Sabine Gideon, and I'm on a mission to awaken and activate women and emerging leaders so they can tap into their innate leadership ability, elevate their influence, and create the impact they were destined to make. If you're ready to uplevel your confidence, courage, and influence, you've come to the right place. Join me weekly for insights, strategies, and resources to help you grow, develop, and embody the leader you were meant to be, so that you can make the impact you know you are called to make and establish the legacy you've always dreamed. The world eagerly awaits the emergence of your brilliance, impact, and influence. So with that, let's dive into this week's episode. Hello and welcome to another episode of She Leads Now. I'm your host, Sabine Gideon, and I am back this week with another solo episode for you. So if you are completely new to the show and this is your first time tuning in, welcome. If you are a returning listener, welcome back. I sincerely appreciate you. I just want to read off a couple quick announcements before getting into this week's topic and this week's exercise, which I kind of previewed for those of you who were able to tune into last week's episode. So a couple of things real quick up front. As you know, or maybe you don't know, if this is your first time listening to the show, we are approaching our 2-year anniversary at the end of January of 2024. And with that, we've hit a lot of really great milestones this year, including hitting our 5,000 download mark, as well as getting into the top 5% of podcasts on Listen Notes. And, you know, I cannot thank you enough, each and every one of you who have tuned in every week these last 2 years, those who have downloaded, rated, left a review, shared with friends and colleagues. My sincere gratitude to you for that support. As a way to thank you, I would love the opportunity to spotlight and to showcase you and the work that you do in this world. And therefore, I have 5 slots open to support those who are listening. If you would like to be in the spotlight during the month of January, which is our anniversary month, I invite you to send me an email to support@sabinegideon.com. Put in the subject line, "I want to be in the spotlight." Let me know a little bit about you and I will connect and we can touch base with regards to either scheduling a podcast episode or just having you fill out a questionnaire and I can share that information with the audience in a different way. If you're feeling shy or not comfortable being on the podcast, cool. We can do an informal interview and I'll make sure that your information is shared. So again, for those of you who are listening, longtime listeners, first time listeners, if you would like to be highlighted during the anniversary month of January, please send me an email at support@sabinegideon.com and put in the subject line, "I want to be in the spotlight." So that's first announcement. Second announcement, I've shared this before, She Leads Network, the network that I founded back in 2021 to support ambitious, impact-driven women in their goal achievement, whether that be personal, professional, or in business. The enrollment period is now open with the set date of starting or kicking things off in January. So if you haven't already checked it out, if you are looking for a community of ambitious, impact-driven women who are on a mission to achieve their goals, who are on a mission to ensure that, you know, their life's purpose is completed and whatever that looks like, I invite you to check it out. I would love for you to be part of this community. There are several different perks that are all listed out on the website, including expert-led masterclasses every month, including group coaching, coaching from me, as well as peer coaching and roundtable Q&As, so that on a monthly basis, if you have a pressing challenge or a pressing issue, you get to get one-on-one coaching with me within a group setting, of course, and so many other different perks, which I have listed on the website. So if you have not checked that out, I encourage you to do so. Would love to welcome you into the network. Again, that's SheLeadsNetwork.com, and all of the information is right there on the homepage. If you have questions or if you need additional information, you can always reach out to me at support@SabineGideon.com. I will be happy to answer those questions. And so you'll see the payment, you'll see all that stuff on there. Looking forward to welcoming several of you in these next few weeks, as well as into the new year, into the network. I believe that 2024 is going to be a powerful year for so many different reasons. Me personally, I am expecting and anticipating a year that shows me all of the seeds that I've sown this year, all of the pruning that has been done this year, that in 2024, I will see the fruit of that labor. And I anticipate, or I expect that many of you are having those same expectations. So if you are looking to grow, and you are looking to grow with a positive community, with a community of supporters and community of other women who are willing, who are open, and who are able to open new doors for you that you cannot open yourself, then She Leads Network is the place to be. So those are my two big announcements. I shared on last week's episode that I was going to use this week's episode to go through the word of the year process, if you will, that I use on an annual basis and that I have been leveraging with my clients to help support you in. It's not just about getting a word for the year, right? Because a lot of people do that. It's almost like resolutions, right? You set the goal and then people forget it. What I use the word of the year for is foundationally to be my guiding light throughout the entire year, or my North Star throughout the entire year. And so in the past, before I started with this exercise, and I will share that I worked with a coach who had this process and walked me through it. Hers was so much more in depth. But because that process was so powerful for me, I've adopted some of that and included my own twist to it, so to speak, that I share with clients and use for my own. So prior to, I would say, 2019, my way of identifying my word of the year, obviously I would pray on it. And then either towards the end of the year or towards the beginning of the year, like whether I was doing a fast or something like that, that's when I would, go into that place of prayer and journaling. And then based on what I felt my spirit was speaking to me at that moment, that's what I chose for my word of the year. That served me for some time and then it didn't, right? As we grow, as we evolve, and also as we come into new resources, it allows us to take things that we do on a regular basis and take them to the next level. So in working with this particular coach, she had a whole visualization, like it was deep and it was in depth. And her focus was not just, a word of the year to guide you into like general things, but to be very specific in three areas of your life. Well, hers was several areas, but because these three key areas are foundational, if you will, to my day to day, I decided to focus on those. And that's what I'm going to share with you. And of course, you can apply it to every aspect of your life. So without further ado, I'll go into this. So if you've listened to me for any period of time, if you've coached with me, you know that I'm really big on getting to the heart of who we are. The basics of everything that we do from a coaching perspective starts with self-awareness. It starts with you getting so clear and so intimate with who you are so that you can figure out what it is that you want. And a tool or a resource to do that is to really identify what are your values. I won't do a values exercise on this particular episode, but essentially, if you've done the work of identifying what your values are, what the things that are important to you, the things by which you make decisions, that you live your life, that you run your business, that you run your household, you run your career, so to speak. If you've already done that work of identifying your values, then this part should be very, very easy for you. If you have not identified your values, this would be a great opportunity, if you choose to do so, to really do some work. What's important to you? What are the non-negotiables in your life? You know, obviously with values, so many words get thrown out there like authenticity and courage and all these things. And those are really, really great values. But I would challenge you or invite you to ask yourself, are those the things that are really, really important to you? If you had to summarize, you know, your life or summarize what's the most important to you, what are those things? And I don't believe that there are any good or bad values. I think they are just what they are based on whatever meaning we've given them and meaning we've defined them as. So it starts first and foremost, if you haven't already identified what your core values are, that is a requirement for you to be successful in this word of the year exercise. And if you already have, I want you to just kind of walk through this. So first and foremost, three areas that we're going to focus on are your growth values as it relates to, you know, your career, your business, whatever your professional vocation is, right? That's, we're identifying a growth value there. We're also identifying a growth value in the area of money or finances, right? What do you wish to do? Like, and I'll go into that a little deeper. And then the last one is lifestyle, right? So what do you want to see in terms of your business or your career in the coming year? What do you want to see or experience as far as the money, the financial resources that come into your life? And then overall, what's the lifestyle that you want? So a couple years ago when I did this, my growth value for business was simplified. My growth value for money was plentiful. And my growth value for lifestyle was luxurious. And so that was where I was. And that's what I wanted. That's what I wanted to create. And the reason why this is important is because when I found myself, especially in business, since my growth value was simplified, when I found myself trying to figure out how do I do this program and do this program and then sign up for this person's coaching and do this and do that, I had that North Star. I had that anchor to bring me back to Sabine. Is what you're doing or is what you're wanting to do aligned with your growth value of simplified? And if the answer was no, then it made the decision easy. Maybe it was a not right now, or maybe it was a, okay, this is not something that I can focus on, but maybe I'll revisit it at another time. So starting with that foundation, you know, think about overall in general, right? Outside of these three, which growth value is the most important to you right now? So right now, right in this moment, thinking about the year that you've had, 2023, thinking about the last few years, which growth value is the most important to you? And when you think about growth value, you think about it as the thing that propels you forward. And so I'll share some of my answers on this with you, but not all of them. So for me, the growth value that's most important to me right now is freedom. And so that is what I would put as the answer to this particular question. So think about what you've experienced. Think about what you hope to experience in the coming year. And then what is that value that you feel anchored to or that you feel could be an anchor for you moving into the next year? The next question that I have for you is, what direction is this growth value pointing you to go into? Right? Remember, it's your North Star. So this value, and I'm using the word growth value, or you can just leave it at value, but what direction is this value pointing you into? Right? So if, I won't use mine again, but you know, if your growth value is, I don't know, why can't I think of anything at this time? If your value coming into the next year is courage. I've heard that a couple times with clients. If your value for growth value for next year is courage, what direction is that pointing you into? Where in your life are you anticipating that you're going to have to exercise courage? What are the things that are happening right now that require you to be courageous in either up-leveling or moving away from? So start to think about what direction is that growth value pointing you into? The next question is, what is a decision I can make right now that reflects honors, or is in alignment with that growth value. So we'll stick with courage, right? So if courage is your growth value, and it's pulling you to maybe take a leap, right? Maybe it's a leap in your career, a leap in your business, maybe a leap in your personal life, right? What decision can you make right now that reflects that? Think about it from the perspective of what's the first step you can take? Not to help you get all the way to whatever it is that you're envisioning, but what is the first step? So if you're working in corporate and you want to start a business or you want to start a side hustle, what's the first thing that you can do? Or if you're in your business and you're looking to grow or you're looking to expand or you're looking to launch a new program, what's the first thing that you can do? So look at it from that perspective. You know, we're going to eat this elephant one chunk at a time. Question number three is, what is one thing in my environment that supports this value? And what is one thing that does not support it? So this is where if your goal is to start your own business, and I'm just using this as an example, please don't be anchored to this. Use whatever is true and authentic to you. But if your goal is to start a business and, you know, the growth value is courage so that you can start to build up, and then you've identified the first step that you need, well, maybe that's registering with the state. Asking yourself, what is one thing in my environment that supports this? You know, do you have a laptop? Do you have, the assets? Like if it's going to be a online business, like, do you have the basics to support the online business? Or if it's to move to a different location, you know, what is one thing in your environment to support that? I can go down the list. I won't do that for the sake of time. And then what is one thing that doesn't support it? And I think that this is the biggest piece, because oftentimes when we set a goal or we decide that we're moving towards a goal, and I talked about the habits thing just a couple weeks ago, we may need to develop some habits that help support us, right? So things that we can do on a daily basis that help move us forward. But then there are always, inevitably, there's always some things that we have to let go of, that it no longer supports us, or it might serve as a hindrance to us. So I'll use my example for this particular one, right? So when it's what's one thing in my environment that supports this growth value, one thing in my environment right now that supports the growth value of freedom is that I have ownership of my calendar, right? I've always had ownership of my calendar, but I feel like this year I finally stepped into it and embodied that. So something in my environment, I could use that as my out of office. And I've mentioned this on the podcast before. If you've ever emailed me, you've gotten a very detailed out of office of when you can hear back from me, right? So from a freedom perspective, that allows me to let people know or set expectations with people when they'll hear back from me. And I don't have to be tied to my computer or to my phone, checking emails and responding to emails at all times. What's one thing that doesn't support it? That would be access to my calendar. So for a very long time, and I'll still do it, but just very limited. I had my calendar link on my email signature. Whenever somebody would ask for a coffee chat or virtual coffee or something like that, like I'd willy-nilly send that out, like just find time on my calendar and let's connect. Well, my growth value next year is freedom. So that means that I do not want to be tied to this desk, to Zoom, to anything that does not propel me forward or does not give me the space or capacity to serve in the way that I desire to serve in the coming year. So one of the things that doesn't support it is giving people free access to my calendar. So the decision has been made to remove that from the assets that I have that are, you know, all over the place, so that I can be selective on who I give that link to and who I allow access to me on a day-to-day basis. So hopefully that gives you an idea of how you would classify those. For some people, if you are working in a corporation or you're working for someone and your growth value is freedom, something that no longer supports it would be the job that you're required to be at on a regular basis. Or if you are looking to be able to work remotely, something that might no longer support it is this requirement to be in one place at all times to support you in your job. So give it some thought, and I'll go through these questions. I'll just run through them, but I wanted to give you some context on what these look like so that when you sit down to answer them, you have, you're better able to. And then the last question is, what am I now putting on my calendar because of this growth value and the goal I just created? And what comes off my calendar because it's no longer in alignment with this value that I just created or the goal? And so in this particular instance with me, with freedom, what am I now putting on my calendar? I've gone through and put in all the days that I'm going to take off next year, from, you know, my birthday weekend to like extended weekends on holidays. I can't tell you guys how many times for the last 4 or 5 years, where it would be a holiday, right? Who knows, like President's Day, Memorial Day, Labor Day, whatever it was. And I would not know that that holiday was coming up until like a client or someone I was talking to is just like, oh yeah, you know, it's an extended weekend. And I'd be like, oh, okay. What's that like? So this year I've been intentional, or this coming year, I've been intentional identifying those Mondays or Fridays or whatever days they fall in, and making sure that I have those days off. And if it's a Monday, then maybe taking Friday off, you name it. So again, that goes along the lines with freedom. And then what's coming off of my calendar, nothing's really coming off my calendar. It's just that I've now created the space where I don't feel obligated to work on those days. So again, using the example that I used earlier, if your value is courage and you are setting a goal to start your own business or to expand your business, whatever it may be, you know, what do you need to put on your calendar now? You obviously need to put time to work with clients. You need to put time to, you know, market your business. Some of the things that, you know, are no longer aligned, looking at your calendar, what are the things that are there that are time sucks that aren't going to support you in reaching that goal and that don't align with that particular value? And so I'll read these questions again, and then we'll go into part two. So what direction is this value pointing you into? What is a decision that you can make right now that reflects, honors, or is in alignment with this growth value? What goal is that growth value attached to? What is one thing in your environment that supports that growth value? And then what is one thing in your environment that does not support it? And I just want to add a caveat here that even if you identify something that does not support the growth value, it doesn't mean that you have to start like cutting people off or cutting things out, right? This might be an opportunity now that it's in your awareness. If you have to have a conversation with someone, right? Or your kids, your husband, whoever, and just saying, hey, this is the direction that I'd like to move into. And this is what I'm looking to do. And this is how you can support me. So don't think of the thing that doesn't support you as something that has to be immediately cut off, or a person that has to be immediately cut off. Maybe you just need to have a conversation with that individual. Let them know what it is that you're working towards and how they can support you in building towards that. And then the last question is, what am I now putting on my calendar because of this value or goal that you just created? And what has to come off? Because for everything that we say yes to, we are saying no to something else. And so you have to be very clear of, if I'm adding this thing, then something has to get subtracted. We're not just adding to add to add to add, because that defeats the purpose, right? But as soon as we add something, we put ourselves first. Once we set a boundary, guess what? It is for us, but we're also saying no to something else. So what is that? What is that something else? And then the last piece would be, as I mentioned before, really thinking through, now that you've done this exercise, what are some of the themes that have come up? What are some of the words that have come up for you, you know, over and over again, or the thoughts that you've had, right? And think through, what does that value look like for you in business, right? How is that going to show up in your business or in your career or in your professional life? How is it going to show up in your finances? Because most of our life and our ability to affect change centers around money. So I think it's very important that you be intentional about where and how you want your money. And if it's just, I want my money to stay where it is, that's fine. That is absolutely fine. But I feel like I would be doing you a disservice if we only just focused on this one word that didn't really expand into these really key areas of our lives. And then when you think about your lifestyle overall, right? So that's work, that's home, professional, leisure, all of these things. What do you want that lifestyle goal to be or lifestyle value to be? And then once you've identified these three words, something should come up that gives you some clarity on what your word for the year is going to be. And don't feel like you have to do this all in one setting. Sometimes, you know, you can ask yourself these questions, you can go through this process and something comes up immediately. And then other times you may have to sit with it. You may have to sit with it because this is new information. You haven't thought about it this way. Or maybe, you know, when you identify some of the things in your environment that no longer work, if fear is triggered in any way or any capacity, you need time to process that fear. What is it telling you? So, you know, really lean into this as not just something to get through, but something to support you. And the reason why this is going to be so critical, and I said this in the beginning, is that the word of the year, I use it, it's my North Star. It's my reminder. And let me just specify too with the word of the year, to the extent that you can, make it a word, not a sentence, not a paragraph, not a whole bunch of words, right? It is one word. It is one word because that's what helps you focus. That's what helps you stay aligned. And sometimes the word of the year scares me. I know there have been years where it scared me. I mean, 1 year, I think 2018, it was recalibrate. And boy, was there a lot of recalibration. And I had no idea, even that word, it was exciting, but it was also scary because I knew that that meant a lot of change, a lot of transition. And that's exactly what happened in 2018. So don't, if the word scares you, it's okay. It's okay. Lean into it. What does that mean? What am I being prepared for? You know, what will I learn from this experience? So hopefully that was helpful. Let me know, send me an email. Let me know what your word of the year is. If you feel comfortable sharing it, let me know any ahas that you got through the exercise as you're starting to think about next year and the impact that you want to make. It's something that I have adopted as a belief that we actually really do get to create our lives. Now, granted, there are some things that are external that are outside of our control, but at the end of the day, what we experience or how we experience life or how we experience those challenging moments in life, we get to determine that. We get to create it. So next year, there's going to be a lot of things that are outside of your control. Guaranteed. Guaranteed. However, you can start preparing. You can start sowing the seeds in your own subconscious. You can start sowing the seeds into the atmosphere of how you want to journey through 2024 and what you want the anchor to be in your life for 2024. So with that, I will leave you. Again, I will remind you that enrollment for She Leads Network is open. I would love, love, love to welcome many of you in the new year who, again, you have your mind, you have your thoughts set on growth, you have your thoughts set on expansion, but more importantly, you want to do so with a tribe of amazing powerhouses. And you want to learn along the way, and you want to gain access to new spaces, to new doors, to new opportunities. Please feel free to email me, support@sabinegideon.com. If you need more details or if you have questions. With that, have a great rest of the day. I will be back next week with a solo episode. I will I guess by the time we talk again next week, Christmas will have already taken place. I know Hanukkah is happening, Kwanzaa, all of the holidays. So, you know, I give honor to each one of you and whatever it is that you are celebrating. I pray that you have a safe and joyous holiday season overall. But I will be back for one more week before the year ends to give you an update on what's ahead for 2024. With the podcast, with the business, and ways that I have created to support you. With that, have a great rest of the day and we'll talk soon. Take care. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of She Leads Now. If you found today's episode helpful or got a piece of insight that you plan to implement in your business or organization, I would love to hear from you. Connect with me on LinkedIn at Sabine Gideon, that's my handle, and send me a private message, or feel free to go ahead and leave a review on either Apple or Spotify. I also invite you to share this episode with anyone in your network who you think might benefit from this content. Lastly, be sure to check the show notes and the description below for links to resources, including relevant downloads, articles, and any upcoming training. Until we chat again, have a blessed and powerful week.